This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As mentioned last week, the Dow Theory has turned bullish. I'm bullish, and I imagine a lot of the Gains listeners are bullish now too. So today we're going to hit up a bunch of our big dogs and get some ideas to deploy our dry powder. Put that cash on the sidelines to work. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, let's kick off the convos. We're going to hit up some of our regulars and get some ideas. Let's bring on Nick Raich, CEO of the Earnings Scout. You got to check out his website, earningscout.com. Nick is out of Cleveland. Nick, always great to have you on the Gains podcast. What are you looking at buying these days? A lot of interesting things. The Dow Theory has gone bullish. We're in the heart of earnings season. What's catching your eye, Nick?
Yeah, certainly there's a lot of growing optimism about the economy and avoiding a recession. Things still tied to artificial intelligence, might be in the early stages. A lot of people think they're already euphoric prices. We would say it's not there yet. We're just in the optimistic stage. So names like NVIDIA, we certainly like. It's had a great run. We think there's more upside on it as it's had solid earnings to back with its play into artificial intelligence.
And then you watch the tech space closely. Now, we've seen a good run-up in tech stocks. Will that continue? And are there other areas of the market that we're going to be playing a little catch-up?
I do think those will continue to run up into euphoric prices. Typically, that's what happens. But we think we're only in the stage of optimism at this point, but not to anything that we would call euphoric levels where you'd want to start backing out and selling. So some of the winners that have been the big winners, the Magnificent Seven in the S&P 500, you're looking at Meta, Alphabet, Amazon, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Tesla, and the like. Those companies should continue to be the winners in the second half of this year.
It does feel like, this is kind of the AI is the next thing. And a lot of times, and you kind of spoke to this, those stocks run for a while and a lot longer than a lot of people figure until we're there. How far can this all go?
Well, we measure kind of overvaluation when earnings estimate trends on a rate of change basis diverge from price. And typically when they diverge two quarters or more, we say there's an alligator jaw opening. That's a warning sign. With artificial intelligence, if we go back to the late 90s and the dot-com era, the alligator jaws, the divergence between weakening earnings and rising price lasted for almost 2 years. So if that excitement for artificial intelligence is anything like the excitement for the dot-com era back in the 90s, this run-up could go for a year or more.
Well, and you follow tech closely, and just from the actual technology side of things, it is game-changing stuff, and it will be deployed in a lot of areas, and I think that just adds to the momentum of all of this.
You're very right, Andy. And, you know, at the Earnings Scout, we're using it on a daily basis now to help copy edit and help write our commentaries that we didn't do before. And it's really improved our research notes as well. So we're using it daily here at the Earnings Scout.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in using AI both professionally and personally. You know, Nick, as we wrap up our conversation here, what's the takeaway and final thoughts?
You know, takeaway is, you know, we got to worry about the Fed, which is going to be having interest rates, you know, raised again here at the end of this month, and whether interest rates stay higher for longer. And, you know, kind of the tug of war that we have with the Fed that's going to be still battling inflation, there's a cost to that. And then the excitement of AI on the other side. So which one's going to win out?
That's Nick Raich, CEO of the Earnings Scout in Cleveland. And check out his website, earningsscout.com. All right, let's bring on Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York. Art, always great to have you on the Gains Podcast.
Great to be on with you, and thanks so much for having me.
The Dow Theory has turned bullish, and we have some dry powder that we would like to deploy to the markets, and I would love to get some ideas on some things that you are buying right now and you find attractive. What do you think, Art?
Well, I tell you, as we're heading into the second half here, I think it's a really good idea to look at what hasn't worked yet. I think the Dow being up 12 days in a row is emblematic of the fact that we're seeing a rotation and a broadening out. And the Dow is actually outpacing the S&P and the NASDAQ over the course of, you know, call it since Memorial Day, which is a positive sign. So to us, we really want to look at the worst performing sectors in the S&P 500. That's right now energy, financials, and healthcare, and find some winners there. That's not to say the best performing sectors, which are technology, communication services, and consumer discretionary, are necessarily going to collapse, but they have non-repeatable performances in the first half. So I really think you've got a chance to see a catch-up trade. So for us, we'd start with energy. I think energy's got a great opportunity to do a catch-up trade here. The commodity is settling in the mid-70s, and I think that's probably with us to stay. I certainly think that when we think about names in the space, we love Cheniere Energy. We certainly love Chevron, and we love Devon Energy. But I think the energy space, whether you want to play the ETF or pick single names, is actually going to have a great performance. Another idea for us is healthcare, and healthcare has underperformed this year. Typical of healthcare, it gets batted around like a political football, but certainly I think right now the earnings profiles and the multiples that are ascribed to most of the healthcare companies look very attractive. For us, we like Novo Nordisk, we like Stryker and Thermo Fisher on the healthcare side, but I think AbbVie is another great way to look at it, and that pays a really nice dividend. And the third thing we'd look at is the financials. And I think the financials, you know, clearly we just saw a bank announcement, a bank merger. We're well beyond that regional bank crisis. All the banks reported they're all doing better than anticipated. We're seeing a breakout in the bank index. So whether you look at the majors, and our favorite there is JP Morgan or some of the regionals, or just play the regional bank index, I think the financials are going to have a great second half of this year.
And then as far as just markets at large heading into the second half of the year, we're with you. We think some of these laggers are going to catch up with technology, and it's a prime time to kind of dig around and find some value.
I agree with you. And I think that the reason for that is you get to a place in time, especially if the Fed raising rates is behind us after this July meeting, which happens this week. I think that that gets investors looking for those things that haven't worked in this run-up that we've seen this year. And I think that catch-up trade is going to catch a lot of folks. And I think when we look at it, what really is standing out to us, too, is that the Russell 2000 has outperformed the S&P 500 by 500 basis points since the beginning of June. I think that trade continues, too. So don't be afraid to look at some of the small caps. I think they're going to outperform as well. I think there's some great opportunities as we head into the back end of this year. And a lot of those opportunities are coming from the laggards.
And then final thoughts for the Gains listener here as we wrap up the convo.
Well, I would tell you this. The one thing I'd be very cautious of, because there's a lot of excitement around artificial intelligence, and AI is a buzzword that has obviously ascribed a lot of value to the incumbents, companies like Microsoft and Google, and certainly the picks and shovels makers for AI, which is NVIDIA. And that likely makes sense. But if you start hearing a lot of secondary companies that don't really have business models yet saying that they're AI or just connecting AI to their name, I'd be very careful, because we went through this back in the 90s, and you and I remember that very well. adding .com to your name, give you a quick pop, and then everyone lost a lot of money.
Well, hey, big thanks to Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Financial in New York. Up next, Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist at Murphy and Sylvest here in Chicago. Paul, great to have you on the Gains Podcast. Hey, we're getting bullish here. Give us a couple of ideas, things you're buying right now. What do you got for us?
Yeah, really, when we're taking a look at the market and we're seeing the earnings season really kick into high gear with the tech names, we're actually away from those tech names. We do like a lot of the cyclicals. We do like a lot of the industrial dirty companies. So a John Deere, I think, makes a lot of sense here. UPS got their agreement now with the union. UPS, I think, makes a lot of sense. We do like healthcare. Johnson & Johnson would be another name that we like, as well as Amgen. So, again, companies that have generated very good cash flows, nice dividends, been raising their dividends pretty consistently, but we think have been neglected as everybody's been focused on AI.
We have seen that run in tech, and, you know, we're with you. The follow-up on some of these really good names is not a bad idea with right now. Doesn't seem like a ton of downside risk either.
No, I mean, again, they've been neglected. You know, small cap fits into that category, and there we're looking at just a very broad exposure to small cap, probably the cheapest it's been in 5-6 years. So again, tech has been getting the headlines. We think there's a lot of good opportunities and a lot of value to be found in names away from technology. So again, the industrials, basic materials, healthcare, they've been out of favor for a while, and many of those names generating some very good earnings, very good cash flows, and good dividends.
That's another factor in here is even if you don't get a ton of movement on the stock, holding on to those shares that provide a nice little income is always a good thing as well.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson's a perfect example. You know, it's a 3% dividend yield. John Deere is, you know, a little bit over 1%. But again, all of these companies are not big payout ratios, so they're not paying a ton of their earnings in the way of dividends. A lot of these companies are consistent in raising their dividends anywhere between 5 and 10% a year. So like I said, as long as you're holding on to it, you're going to see a rising income stream over the coming quarters, coming years. And eventually these companies will get into favor, and you know that's when you can look to unload them when they get to a much higher valuation, but you get some nice cash flow along the way in those dividends.
And then as we wrap up our conversation here, Paul, what's the takeaway as far as you seeing markets going forward? And you already gave us a couple of things that you like.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little nervous in the very short term. We've got the Fed meeting tomorrow. Investor sentiment, very bullish. The Dow's been up now 12 days in a row. I don't think we've seen that ever out of the Dow. So you've got a lot of investors that are very excited about the markets. We'd be expecting a little bit of a pullback. Again, the run-of-the-mill 3 to 5% pullback would not be out of the question. But we'd look at some of those names, again, away from technology to maybe average down a little bit here. So again, longer term, not too bad. Shorter term might be a little tougher sledding.
All right, that's Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist at Murphy & Sylvest here in Chicago. Next on the docket, Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director at Clearstead Advisors in New York. What are you buying now, Jim?
Well, I think you have to stick with quality growth because we're not sure how much the economy is going to slow as a result of the cumulative increases in rates by the Fed. And you have geopolitical issues, but you know that technology always wins in the long term. It improves the secular growth of the economy. And with this new artificial intelligence kicker, if you buy quality growth and hold it for 5 years, you're going to win.
You know, that AI, stocks have rallied a lot on it, but you look at this thing long term, looks like there's still a lot of room to run.
There is absolutely a lot of room to run long term. There will be casualties along the way. There will be stocks that get overvalued. There will be a little bit of hype. There will be companies that try to attach themselves to artificial intelligence that are not really business model attached to it. But if you stick with the Googles, the Microsofts, the Taiwan semiconductors of the world, you know that they are they own their markets. They are dominant. They have excellent balance sheets. They're going to own the technology. And 5 years from today, you will have a lot more money than you do today if you just buy them and hold them.
And then as far as other areas of the market, we are seeing catch up in a variety of sectors. Thoughts of other areas to look at, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. Much of this year has been dominated by the Glamour 7, of which stocks I've mentioned are part of. But you're starting to get a broadening out of the market. And I would say that you want to buy the equal-weighted S&P as opposed to the S&P, which means that the rest of the market has underperformed the stocks that I like a lot, but the rest of the market is a little bit cheaper in the short term. So that for catch-up right now, if you buy some of the dividend stocks, some of the mid-cap stocks, and as I said, the equal-weighted or unweighted S&P as opposed to the cap-weighted S&P, for the next few months, there will be a significant catch-up.
And then as we wrap up our convo here, what's your takeaway today?
My takeaway is that earnings are good. The Fed is nearly done. Both of those are positive for stocks. In the short term, stocks are not cheap because they rallied a lot. But that if you start to look at 2024 earnings, you can make further progress in stocks if you own the right one.
That's Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. And of course, we can't forget about Chuck Carlson. He's the guy who brought us to the promised land. Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. Chuck, well, you know, the Dow has had quite a run since we last talked, and we'd like to get some ideas to deploy some of the dry powder that we have had on the sideline. So what do you got for us today?
Well, in the large cap space, a couple of names that I really like. One is Fiserv. The symbol is FI. It's kind of an infrastructure plumbing financial transaction play where it kind of creates the plumbing for payment transactions. It's a solid company with solid growth, and you can buy it at a reasonable price. Another stock that I like is Parker Hannifin in the large cap space. Symbol is PH. It's a company that it is in that kind of sweet spot of industrial companies with an aerospace niche that I think aerospace is doing quite well. Those are two large caps. If you want a couple of small cap plays, a couple that I like are Timken. The symbol is TKR. The company makes engineered bearings and other equipment for industrial markets as well as off-road and on off-highway and on-highway kind of vehicles and equipment. And again, it's kind of in that industrial space. And then finally, I'm a fan of Dropbox. DBX is the symbol. The company makes kind of collaborative software and a platform for people to kind of collaborate over the internet. And it used to be kind of a hotsy-totsy stock. It kind of went through a not-so-hotsy-totsy phase, and now the company's kind of coming out and getting a boost from the whole generative AI situation. And I think it's one that can really have some wings. So those are four ideas, two in the large cap and two in the small cap space.
And kind of recap what we've seen since the Dow theory turned bullish. The thing's had some legs.
It has. It's had a move. You know, and the thing that's interesting, Andy, is I love these kind of days in the market that are kind of boring in a way, you know, where it's up 0.25%, 0.5%, you know, sixty basis points, and it just kind of chugs along. And it just those are the types of moves in the market. And the other thing that's happened is, you know, we've continued to see this broadening in the market, which has included, you know, smaller caps and some stocks like dividend payers and value stocks, which really hadn't been behaving all that well in the first half of the year. So we've seen this broadening out, and we've seen kind of a dull, kind of plodding higher market without a lot of excitement. And I really like those markets because I think they sustain themselves. So I'm kind of optimistic how the market's been behaving since the signal. I still think at some point we will get a pullback here. But again, as I mentioned before, people can use that pullback and buy with the confidence that they're buying within a primary bull market. And so, but yeah, I'm a fan of the way the market's been behaving here lately. It's kind of churning higher. It's not real exciting, but those are the types of moves that, as you said, have legs.
Slowly grinding, not a ton of volatility, and also kind of a widening of strength across the board.
Yeah, and that's important, you know, that we've moved away from this just concentrated market that we saw in the first half of the year, where it was driven by basically 10 stocks. We've moved into areas. I mean, geez, you know, utility stocks over the last month, I think, have outperformed the S&P by almost 3x. I think I'd have to look at my numbers, but they've come back. You've got dividend payers that, you know, we're kind of left for dead or left with no interest when everybody was focused on technology. Those stocks are coming back. So you're seeing much more resiliency in a larger healthcare as a group that stunk it up in the first half of the year and that has been coming back. So areas of weakness are broadening out. You haven't had a real substantial decline in some of the other areas that we're leading. And these are types of markets that I think are pretty interesting.
And then final thoughts on just the combo and the picks that you've thrown us.
Yeah, I like those stocks. I think there's still value there. I think there's still upside there. And, you know, I know that the initial reaction is like, well, there's nothing left to buy and because the market's up. There's plenty to buy. And I think those names are pretty good names for you.
That's Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. All right, that's a host of investment ideas from Nick Raich, Art Hogan, Paul Nolte, Jim Awad, and of course, Chuck Carlson. And that's going to wrap up this week's Gains episode. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.